The Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana has announced a reduction of prices of medicine of the National Health Insurance Scheme. This is due to the low cost of producing medicine in Ghana, triggered by the reduction of taxes on medicine imports. A former president of the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana, Thomas Boatia PAG, made this known at the Jubilee House at a meeting between members of the society and President Akufo-Addo. Brighton Trauma has filed this report.
Members of the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana, led by their Vice President Yvonne Eseku, deliberated on a number of issues affecting the society, which included their conditions of service. Madam Eseku acknowledged the commitment government has shown to pharmacy so far and hoped the implementation of the already signed conditions of service will receive special attention by the president. She said the lack of a board for the Ghana College of Pharmacists is hindering the work of the college.
So far, our conditions of service have been signed, and pharmacists, as a gesture of good faith in what your government is willing and able to do, have signed it, even though we had some issues. But we are most grateful. As at now, however, the conditions of service have not been implemented, and we know that with the interest you have so far in pharmacists, you have shown so far in pharmacy, you are able to get this put in a word and get it going. Issue we would like to bring to your notice is that the Ghana College of Pharmacists is established by law to train postgraduate pharmacists, and so far the board of the college has not been put in place.
Former president of the society, Thomas Boatin Apiaje, lauded the government for its policy interventions, such as the reduction of taxes on some pharmaceutical products. This, he said, has reduced the prices of medicines covered by the National Health Insurance Scheme.
The fulfillment of your promise to exempt imported finished pharmaceutical products not locally produced from value-added tax. This has contributed to a reduction in the cost of medicines in Ghana. We have also worked with the Ministry of Health to reduce the prices of medicines on the National Health Insurance Scheme due to this exemption. The effort you have put in place in sustaining the National Health Insurance Scheme, we cannot gloss over, but congratulate you in settling some of the outstanding debts of the scheme. Your support for local pharmaceutical manufacturing. And as I speak to you, a number of local pharmaceutical manufacturing companies have received funding from the newly created Ghana Exim Bank.
President Akufo-Addo said everything will be done to improve on the conditions of service of pharmacists.
I'm very happy to hear that you're taking full advantage of the policies that the government is putting down, lowering, exempting some of the products from VAT, the support that state-owned financial institutions like Exim Bank are giving. These are all very encouraging things for me to hear, and it means the policies are working. Long and may it continue. The conditions of service that have been signed and negotiated but not implemented, certainly I'll want to find out why that is the case.
The president accepted an invitation by the society to attend their annual general meeting on the 1st of August this year.
Brighton Tramers report.